Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How the hell are you? Me, it's Friday, and I'm itching to get buck wild and freaky. Of course, at my age now, buck wild and freaky is drinking too much kombucha and binging on Netflix. This week, we return to the Enchanted Forest for the second and most definitely last installment of the Snow White saga, The Huntsman of Winter's War. Freya, the evil queen's sister whose heart was made frozen with the death of a child and true love, rules her wintry palace in the north, raising an army of massive warriors known as the Huntsmen. In her quest for total world domination, she seeks Ravenna's magic mirror, which will give her unlimited powers and abilities. The only thing standing in her way are two outcast huntsmen, our chiseled, beefy man cake Eric and stoic ginger goddess Sarah, and a couple of dwarves, because it wouldn't be Snow White without the dwarves. Okay, so here's the thing. The first Snow White sucked something awful. I hated it with the fiery passion of God and prayed to the good Lord above that he would rewrite history and have the evil queen eat Snow White's obnoxiously pale heart right in front of her. I actually liked The Huntsman more than Snow White. However, this film was an angsty teenager suffering from hella identity crises. You have Liam Neeson narrating the film like it's some god-awful after-school special on love and witches. Then you have these powerful witchy warrior women killing folks in their breathy, orgasmic, somber undertones. You have Chris Hemsworth trying out his new stand-up comedy routine. And all the while, kernels of philosophical insight are haphazardly dropped without intention of follow-through. Is it a comedy? A drama? A fairy tale? A thriller? Is it Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Is it Frozen? The biggest error in judgment for the film was marketing. You assume the majority of the film is Emily Blunt and Charlize Theron teaming up to exact some witchy-woo revenge, and yet the majority of the film is a love story between Eric and Sarah. With that, X-Phil, I give Huntsman Winter War 1.5 X's out of 5. The snow blows cold in the theater tonight, not a patron to be seen. A franchise without jubilation, and it looks like I'm the judge.